All right. On today's episode, I might have done a little bit of a missile kick to the shins. I deliver this one pretty directly and pretty spot on when it comes to the three biggest mistakes people make in customer journey. So I'd highly recommend as you listen to these, you write down anywhere you might be committing these mistakes and go solve them as soon as possible. I'm here to help. I'm here to support. But you got to know that these things are happening. And so without further ado, let's get into the show. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Triangle of Death episode. One of the things that I say all the time is one of my scripture statements. And if you don't know what those are things that I help you use to build and scale your marketing. But leadership is saying the same thing as many times as required till the last person gets it. And I just finished speaking in the last month to about 500-600 entrepreneurs total. And no matter how many times I share these mistakes, it tends to tickle and people tend to still continue to make them. And so I'm going to hit the three biggest mistakes that people make with customer journey today, because a lot of things are changing in the world. People are starting to realize that people's filters are up. Authentic connections matter. People value endowment and real and authentic, not transactional. They don't want to be put into a system. They don't want to be left at the altar. And these are the mistakes that tend to get in the way at every single level. And so I'm going to make this one short. I'm going to make this one sweet. And I'm going to make it to the point, because if you promise me that you don't make these mistakes, or at least you're aware of them when it comes to you communicating with your customers or potential future customers, you give yourself a 99% better chance of achieving the results that you want, which is getting customers, getting your customers' results. Those results lead to revenue and referrals. And when you make these mistakes, we tend to get in the way of them even starting without realizing it's happening. And so you will hear me talk about these all the time. They haven't changed in 4 years, and they're not going to change anytime soon. And they are underneath almost every single product, service, business, or offer that's out there. And so I'm going to lay these out for you really, really easily. There are three core mistakes. Well, I just did four with my fingers if you're watching this, but there are three core mistakes that people make when it comes to customer journey. Mistake number one is called the zone of doubt. And my dictionary definition of this when I wrote this down years ago is the zone of doubt is the space between the opt-in, credit card purchase, or exchange of information where the dopamine is wearing off. The longer that zone exists, the faster the undercurrent of your customer or potential customer's anxiety and doubt takes over, deteriorating both of your chances of success. And so I've shortened it, and it's really the commitment remorse zone. It's when we have anybody, a potential lead, a potential customer, somebody gives us their email, somebody gives us their credit card, when they are in a heightened emotional state, we accidentally, and I say this on purpose, we accidentally leave them feeling cold, overwhelmed, or resistant, and they can't start with us. And so I'm going to paint the picture of what this looks like a few times. So a really easy one. If you've ever seen a Facebook post and someone's like, hey, leave me a comment if you want me to send you this one thing and I'll send it in the next hour. Well, when you leave that comment and you're really excited to leave that comment, and then an hour goes by, 3 hours go by, 5 hours go by, and you still haven't heard from them, that expectation of that container that was promised is broken. And from that moment on, the lens of the recipient, meaning the person we promised it to, shifts from excitement to critical and evidence collection that they made the wrong choice. So the zone of doubt is anywhere where we have somebody making a decision. If we are at a conference, and somebody comes up to us and they're like, oh my God, I'm so excited to connect with you. And you're like, oh my God, amazing. Give me your business card and I'll reach out tomorrow. And then 3 days go by and 5 days go by. You've already destroyed and deteriorated every single chance of your success. And this happens across the board. It can also happen even when you're communicating, but not communicating effectively. And this is notorious in coaching programs, consulting, even physical products, where somebody buys a product and then the first thing they see is a thank you page reminding them how much money they spent. And then they either don't get an email or they don't get what was promised, or they get one that is a complete pattern interrupt or lane change that doesn't make sense to them, that doesn't understand anything for them that supports them in getting to their goals. And so we have to understand that when somebody's in a heightened emotional state, or that they're in a decision point, and that decision point might be signing up to book a call with us, and then they book a call in the calendar, and then they're told they're going to get an email, they don't get the email. Now, all of a sudden, their lens goes to critical. Well, why didn't I get the email? What's happening? Can I trust this person? Can I not trust this person? Or somebody buys a program and they're told the moment you sign up, you're going to hear from our team. And then they sign up and then they don't hear from the team, or they hear from the team 4 hours later than was promised. You've already deteriorated both of your chances of success. And so this one is notorious. And if you've ever bought a digital program on the internet, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've ever paid for a course or paid for a PDF, and then you buy it and you go to your inbox expecting it to be there and it's not there, the emotional state in your body goes from excitement to where is it? And then every point past that increases the reactance in the person getting in the way of you being a catalyst for their change. Because the moment you have to reach out and email the company, or you're sitting there wondering, or they reach out like, hey, I thought I was going to hear from you, all those are pieces of evidence that the person can't feel safe. And when people are making emotional-based decisions, there's only one requirement for them to make it, and it's that they feel safe. So that is the zone of doubt. The second one is what I call the inverse journey. And the inverse journey is where there's any touch point with a customer or potential customer that is about you and not them or their results or where they're going with you. And so this one is notorious, right? Ladies see this all the time with skincare products. Men see this with supplements. But you've spent a couple of hours or a couple of days making a decision on what product you're going to buy or what service you're going to sign up for, whatever coaching program you're going to sign up for. And then you sign up for it. And the first email you get is along the lines of like, hey, I'm so excited you're here. Let me tell you how I've spent the last 15 years of my life scouring the jungles of Costa Rica to find this last hidden ingredient. And I raised all this money to support you. No, you didn't, right? Or, hey, it's so excited that you're here and you're in my coaching program. I'm going to show you my way, the way that I do it, the way that works for me, the way that I've gotten results. And all that does is decrease the likelihood that somebody can see themselves in it. And it disempowers them, because the only reason we're literally supporting people, we're getting people's emails, we're getting their credit cards, is because we are telling them that our job is going to help them achieve those results. And then the moment they message us or they buy something from us, the first thing we do is we make it all about ourselves. And so when you make that mistake, you basically tie both of your hands behind your back, because if somebody can't see themselves in it and we're not speaking to them and where they're going, then all they're doing is collecting more evidence that this one is no different than the other ones. This one's going to be the same as all the other ones, and I still can't do this. And so my favorite way to remind clients of this, and when I talk about this and share this, and you should probably write this one down, because this is the reminder I use, because these mistakes do not happen intentionally. They happen accidentally. But the reminder that I give myself is my customer's results will tell them everything they need to know about me. My customer's results will tell them everything they need to know about me. So in the lens of the inverse journey, I'll give a tangible example of a company that I scaled up to $1 billion, and it was beautiful, but it was really about loving the customer. And they're used to buying physical products and getting an email from the company telling them how awesome they are and why their product's amazing and why their team is amazing. But that doesn't do me any good on the receiving end if I'm in a place of pain or a place of lack or something's missing and I bought a product for me to be better. And so in that company, the email was literally like, hey, so amazing to have you. We have the best quality product here and our team is dedicated to helping you do this. And we're here to help you do this, 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 and this. But it was all about us. And the way that I reframed it and supported it in the way it should be in the first place, as I said, hey, how does it feel to already have healthier hair, skin, and nails, and we haven't even shipped your product yet. The truth is our product isn't the one-size-fits-all solution. It's a part of one thing that you can focus on with all these other things. But the most important thing you can do today is celebrate yourself. Because by just simply buying this product, you're already ahead of the game. And the moment it arrives, you are one step closer to having that healthier hair, skin, and nails. And when we make it about the person, when we make it about their results and where they're going, we accomplish both in the same lens. And we know, we've heard this before, if you're the one talking in the room, then you're not the one. It's the one that's listening that's the smartest one. And we know when engaging in conversations, when we ask questions and we make it about the other person, it makes it about us. And if you want to see this in its entirety, I would highly recommend, and I only know this because I watched it on a Delta flight, but I love Chris Voss and his book, Never Split the Difference. But on a Delta flight, I was delayed on a flight and I watched his entire masterclass. And he does this incredible video on mirroring and labeling. And this is this concept broken down 100% for people to understand. And so our job, whether we're selling, whether we're serving, is to always make it about the person we're helping and where they're going, because we're the ones that are guiding them there. And if we do it any other way, it conditions codependency. And this is the one reason that most people with coaching programs or with physical products end up having to hire so many customer service reps, or their bottom line creeps up to their top line, because from the moment somebody joined, they were already conditioned that they couldn't do it without us or that we were the answer. And so that is the inverse journey. And then my third one, which is the favorite, and I call this the old George special because I'm notorious for doing this and I used to do this all the time, is called the drown the journey. And this is where we overwhelm people the moment they commit or sign up, opt in, or buy something, by giving them way too many things to do at once, instead of understanding that they're at the starting point of their journey and we're looking at them from the finish line, but they don't think like we think, they don't feel like we think. And the reason they're in our world is to help them get to that goal. And so I know if you've ever bought a digital course or program, you've seen this one. And it goes along the lines of something like, we've spent 30 to 90 days courting people, telling them how much we're going to help them, how excited we are. And then they come by a course or a program and they get an email that says something like, hey, I'm so excited to have you in the family. First thing I need you to do is whitelist my email, send me your mother's maiden name, log in and watch these 17 videos and fill this form out by next Tuesday when your first call is. Knowing well that the person who bought was probably in the carpool line at 3 p.m., they open that email. They see how much it is in there and they can't do it. So they go on to the next one because they forget about doing it. And then they get another email, which makes them feel more behind. And then they show up to the call and they get gaslit saying, well, why didn't you do it? We gave you everything. Your message is only as effective as the recipient's ability to hear it, understand it, and implement it without you being there. And this is the one that notoriously gets in the way of everybody, because it actually increases reactance. Because when we understand that every decision somebody is making is an emotional-based decision, they have an open loop. It's called the Zygarnik effect. Something isn't working or they want something different, so they go commit to something. And when they commit to it, instead of being like, hey, I'm so excited that you signed up to run a marathon, we're going to take the next couple of days walking you through the prep and making this easy for you. Instead, they're like, hey, I signed up to run a marathon. You're like, great, put your running shoes on and go run 26.2 miles. And that's what ends up happening. And the way that I used to teach this was, I was like, imagine we have two clients and they both walk into our door and they're both interested in losing 100 pounds in the next 12 months. Client A walks in the door and says, hey, I want to lose 100 pounds. I'm like, oh my God, amazing. Here's your workouts, your supplements, your meal plans, your gym membership, a camera to document your progress. Follow this and I'll see you in 12 months. And then client B walks in and he's like, hey, I want to lose 100 pounds. I'm like, oh my God, you should totally celebrate. All I want you to do today is to go for a 10-minute walk, drink 16 ounces of water, and tomorrow morning I'll meet you at 7 a.m. and we're going to start talking about our first meal and making a plan to support you. And we do that every day for a couple of days before they start. And when I poll an audience and I say, which one gets the results? And nobody puts their hands up for client A and everybody puts their hands up for client B. But yet when it comes to customer journeys, when it comes to our businesses, we spend so much time courting people. And then the moment they commit, we literally get married at the altar and then we leave and wonder why the relationship doesn't work. And relationships and leadership and fulfilling on programs and products is not automating a relationship. And my joke is to most men, I'm like, can you imagine how successful your marriage would be if the moment you married your wife, you relegated the relationship to automated text messages every Friday? That's not how the game works. And so we have to understand that when we're offering something to somebody, when we're selling a product, when we're selling a service, when we're helping guide somebody there, it's our job to break it down into the manageable checkpoints or touch points that give them the best chance of success, not spend 90 days or 30 days, however many, courting them. And then the moment they're in, thinking that we can drop one email and it covers absolutely everything. And so these are the three biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to customer journey. And they happen in every industry, every business, every product, every brand, every service. They also happen in person. We do these when we're meeting people. We'll go meet people at a conference. We'll literally collect their business cards and then never follow up, and we're in the zone of doubt. Or we'll literally meet people, and all we'll end up doing is talking about ourselves instead of them and how we can support them. Or somebody comes and asks us a question and we think we're being effective because we're like, hey, yeah, I want you to go read this book, watch these videos, and do those things. Never having the empathy and putting ourselves in their situation, understanding what steps it would take that would give them the best chance of success. And I've said this for years. I think most people have the wrong fear when it comes to their business. And most people's fear is that I don't have people buying my product or service. That's not my fear. The biggest fear I think you should ever have is that people buy your product or service and never get the results or closer to them that you promised, because that creates an anti-marketing machine. And as of 2023, 93% of marketing is word of mouth marketing. And if somebody doesn't get a result or have a positive experience, the only thing that they can say about us is that it didn't work or they didn't get there. And as much as we'd like to blame them, it's not on them, because leadership is saying the same thing as many times as required till the last person gets it, but also making sure that we're delivering our message or delivering our product or our service in a way that they can hear it, understand it, and implement it without us, or else neither of us have any chance of success. And so I felt called to reshare these today. I will be sharing them forever. And if we can help you with any of these, please let us know. This is like the core of the work. And this is not just the finish line. This is the foundation that gives you the best chance of success. Because I also watch so many business owners and so many entrepreneurs who are convinced their offer stinks, their program stinks, what's in it stinks. And then because people aren't getting results, they'll rebuild the program. They'll rebuild the program, when in actuality, the program or service is probably incredible, but the touch point that started it, or that first interaction, as Maya Angelou says, nobody remembers what you said, they remember how you made them feel, is that when somebody buys or opts in, they end up in one of these mistakes, which is why we call it the triangle of death. And because of that, it prevents them from even getting in or starting in the first place. And then we end up in this massive cycle, making adjustments and reactions to the wrong thing because we didn't have empathy or understand what it was like in the customer's before state. And it's so much deeper than their psychographics or what their pain looks like or what their solutions look like. It's just understanding how to communicate and empower people and lead them to the results. And so if you're a personal trainer, you don't just tell somebody to go do 3 sets of 10 of each of these movements like they would 6 months down the road. You titrate them in. You give them the first part, you get them into momentum, and then they get deeper and deeper and deeper. And so these are the three mistakes that happen everywhere. They happen on Instagram. They happen in DMs. They happen on sales calls. They happen on conference calls. They happen with physical products. They happen with digital products. And this is my life's work, is helping people fix this, because the only way we can actually create results or build a company that scales is by getting people results in those products or services so that they can achieve that result and then tell more people about it and continue on with us, because nobody continues to stick around if everything they sign up for or everything they buy, they can't use, because we haven't thought through what it's like to design a journey that leads them to the results. And that is our job as an entrepreneur. That is our job as a business owner. Our job is to deliver on the promises that we say, no matter how many ways we have to rebuild it or design it, or else we should close the doors. And so I wanted to share these today. And so if I can help you in any way, you know how to get a hold of me. Hit me up on Instagram. I also have this in another video training if you want, and our customer journey training on breaking down the book, The Catalyst, which will help you understand some of these pieces at length as well. So just shoot me a DM on Instagram, but I got to run out the door because I got to get my son from school and get ready to go play badminton in the field and Uno and whatever else we're up to today. And so I love you all to pieces. I wish you the best of days. I will see you in the next episode, or you will hear me in your earballs. But either way, we're out.